Meseches Nida Perek Ches Mishnah Dalid. Eid Shehu Nasun Tachas Hakar V'Nimtza Alav Dam. If a woman makes a makes an internal exam after cohabiting with her husband or before cohabiting with her husband, and then she puts that cloth underneath her pillow and blood is found on it, Agol Tahor. If it is round, the stain that's found on that bedika cloth is found to be round, then she is tahor, she is still pure. Mashuch, but if it is elongated and oval in shape, then tame. The reason is because, as we said previously, she's allowed to presume that if it's round in shape, that it presumably came from a louse, and that there may have been a small bug under her pillow that got crushed, and that's what caused the blood on the bedika cloth. It didn't actually come from her body. It came from the louse being crushed. But that's only true if it's round in shape. But if it is elongated or oval in shape, then tame. Divrei Rabbi Eliezer bar Rabbi Tzadok. Those are the words of Rabbi Eliezer bar Rabbi Tzadok, the son of Rabbi Tzadok. Mishnah, Perek Tes, Mishnah Aleph. Ha'isha shehi osa tzracheha, a woman who is urinating, v'ra'as adam, and she sees blood while she is urinating. Rabbi Meir says, imo medes, if she is urinating while standing, where she the tendency is to urinate with more force, with more pressure, then it's possible, then tamea, Rabbi Meir says, because it's possible that the force of the urine ended up forcing some urine back inside her body, and ended up getting commingled with blood that would have come from her uterus. And so, even though the source of urine is not from the uterus, the urine comes from the bladder, but it's possible through the pressure that blood would have gotten combined, uterine blood would have gotten combined with the urine. And therefore, she has to be concerned that maybe this is uterine blood that came out of her, and she is tamea. V'im yosheves, but if she was seated, where there's less force, there's less pressure, then tahora, she's allowed to assume that any blood that came out with the urine is, in fact, blood from her bladder or from her urethra, and not from her uterus. So that's the halacha according to Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Yossi Omer. Rabbi Yossi disagrees, and he says, "Bein kach u'bein kach." Tahora. In either situation, she is tahora. It doesn't matter whether she was seated or standing, because the blood doesn't commingle. If it comes out as she is urinating, then she is allowed to assume that it comes from the same source as the urine comes from, which is to say that it's not from the uterus. It specifically must be related to a wound that she has elsewhere, and she is tahora. The halacha does follow Rabbi Yossi. Which is that she is tahora in either instance, seated or standing.